in, so I decided that I'd just go ahead and type you another tape, even though I haven't received one back from you yet. It's Sunday, May the 7th today, and I haven't accomplished too much this afternoon, or all today. I went to Sunday school and church this morning, and it was raining when I went, and it had gotten pretty cold. In fact, I guess it was about 45 this morning, which with the rain and a little bit of wind made it really pretty cool. But anyway, I went to Sunday school and church, and let's see, at Sunday school this morning they were discussing a couple of parties coming up that they're going to have for the Branhams, because I think they're going to leave in, oh, just about 3 or 4 weeks. And also, in fact, I'm invited to a little open house or a tea that the new head chaplain, or the new Protestant, the one that's head of the Protestant chaplain program, his wife is having a little tea for Jenny Branham this week, and Mary Di and I are going to go. I believe that's Tuesday that we're going to go to that. And I came home from Sunday school today, and or Sunday school and church, and sat down and wrote a couple of letters. I've been trying to get caught up on my letter writing, and I thought I was really accomplishing something, because I wrote a whole stack of letters, and after I got through, I realized that all I had written were just our folks, and I still hadn't answered or written any of our regular friends that I owed letters to. But anyway, I guess I'll catch up one of these days to get around to all the people that I owe letters to. Got some pictures from your folks this week, along with the letter from your mother. And the pictures were excellent, I thought. And your mother said that she was sending you a set of them, too. There were a couple of excellent pictures of Susie in there, and I can't remember ever seeing her look as pretty. I really thought she looked nice there. And it looks like the baby's really growing. That's one of the first looks, I guess, you've got of little Jackie. And she looks a lot like Jeffrey did, I think, when he was about that age. She doesn't have much hair, and I don't think Jeffrey had very much that age either. Well, old dog has been acting up today. He's been pretty good the last few weeks, but I came home from church today, and I thought he looked a little sheepish, and I was just going to give him a nice burger for staying at home and everything, and came in here to the kitchen passing by to go out to the outside to give him a burger, and the whole kitchen floor was full of trash he had got out of the trash can, and coffee grounds that I'd had put in there Friday night after I had the Dangles over for supper, and boy was I mad. Onion and peelings of all kinds all over the floor, and boy, I really fussed at him, and I put him outside and made him stay out there for a while, and finally he came back in, and I wouldn't even talk to him, so I told him to go over in the corner and sit down, and he sat down there, and I wrote my letters for a couple of hours, and he laid there just as quiet and looked so pitiful, and finally he rolled over on his back and, you know, did his trick that he thinks is so great, and rolled his old head over here, so I decided I couldn't fuss at him anymore, so I went over and petted him then, and he was sure happy about that, and I finally gave him his burger then. The next Sunday is Mother's Day, and I'm going to send both our mothers corsages again this year. I hope that's okay with you. I'm not sure what I'll send yet. I'll just kind of talk to the florist here and see what she thinks would be nice. Probably a colored flower of some sort for your mother, and then a white for Mama, since her mother, you know, Grandma is not living. Let's see, I guess I could tell you a little bit about school. My Spanish class is a little more interesting this semester because we're reading a few novels and I think a play. And the novel is much more interesting than just studying vocabulary words and conjugating verbs. So even though it's just as hard for me, I think it's a lot more interesting now that I've got in the third course of it. And the psychology is going real fine. I'm still going over to the schools and interviewing the children, and Dr. Butters and I usually go just about every day of the week, and we've been having real good luck with the subjects we've run lately, and I think we're getting some good data. But sick and tired of being over there, Sugar. I know it really gets bad over there, and I'm sure you're miserable most of the time, but I'm glad you're at least getting to fly and get some hours in, and I hope that it's not just too bad for you. With all the finagling you usually do, you'd think that you'd be able to hurry November up a little bit. See if you can't think of a way to do that, would you? You'd think I'd get used to your being gone, but I guess I won't get used to it just because I don't want to get used to it. So you better hurry up and make the time pass as fast as you can so you can get by and back and pass by me. Me and the dog are sure getting ornery since you've been gone, and I guess you'll have to really straighten us up when you get back. Sure wish you could see the house now. It really does look pretty with its new white paint job. That makes the whole house look cleaner, and it really does look fresh and clean.